His last entry, on October 18th. I've lost all hope. I feel the end is near for me, very, very near. Darkness is all I see anymore. So he was finished. Down to his final hours, he was packed, weaponless, under escort, and waiting for the helicopter that would take him away to a wife who had just told him on the phone, "I'm scared of what you might do." "You know I'd never hurt you," he'd said. And he'd hung up, wandered around the fob, gotten a haircut, and come back to his room, where he now said, "But what if she's right? What if I snap someday?" It was a thought that made him feel sick, just as every thought now made him feel sick. You spend 1,000 days, it gets to the point where it's Groundhog Day. Every day is over and over. The heat, the smell, the language. There's nothing sweet about it. It's all sour, he said. He remembered the initial invasion when it wasn't that way. I mean, it was a front seat to the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. He remembered the firefights of his second deployment. I loved it. Anytime I get shot at in a firefight, it's the sexiest feeling there is. He remembered how this deployment began to feel bad early on. I'd get in the Humvee and be driving down the road, and I would feel my heart pulsing up in my throat. That was the start of it, he said. And then Emory happened, and then Crow happened. And then he was in a succession of explosions, and then a bullet was skimming across his thighs, and then Doster happened, and then he was waking up thinking, "Holy shit, I'm still here. It's misery. It's hell." Which became, "Are they going to kill me today?" Which became, "I'll take care of it myself." Which became, "Why do that? I'll go out killing as many of them as I can, until they kill me." "I didn't give a fuck," he said. "I wanted it to happen. Bottom line, I wanted it over as soon as possible, whether they did it or I did it." The amazing thing was that no one knew. Here was all this stuff going on. Pounding heart, panicked breathing, sweating palms, electric eyes. And no one regarded him as anything but the great soldier he'd always been, the one who never complained, who hoisted bleeding soldiers onto his back, who'd suddenly begun insisting on being in the right front seat of the lead Humvee on every mission, not because he wanted to be dead, but because that's what selfless leaders would do. He was the great soldier who one day walked to the aid station and went through the door marked combat stress and asked for help and now was on his way home. Now he was remembering what the psychologist had told him. "With your stature, maybe you've opened the door for a lot of guys to come in." "That made me feel really good," he said. And yet he had felt so awful the previous day when he told one of his team leaders to round up everyone in his squad. "What'd we do now?" "You didn't do anything," he said. "Just get them together." They came into his room and he shut the door and told them he was leaving the following day. He said the hard part, that it was a mental health evacuation. He said to them, "I don't even know what I'm going through. I know that I don't feel right." "Well, how long?" one of his soldiers said, breaking the silence. "I don't know," he said. "There's a possibility I won't be coming back." They had rallied around him then, shaking his hand, grabbing his arm, patting his back, and saying whatever 19 and 20-year-olds could think of to say. "Take care of yourself," one of them said. "Drink a beer for me," another said. He had never felt so guilt-ridden in his life. Early this morning, they had driven away on a mission, leaving him behind. And after they disappeared, he had no idea what to do. He stood there for a while, alone. Eventually, he walked back to his room. He turned up his air conditioner to high. When he got cold enough to shiver, he put on warmer clothes and stayed under the vents. He packed his medication. He stacked some packages of beef jerky and mac and cheese and smoked oysters, which he wouldn't be able to take with him for the soldiers he was leaving behind, and wrote a note that said, "Enjoy." Finally, it was time to go to the helicopter, and he began walking down the hall. Word had spread through the entire company by now, and when one of the soldiers saw him, he came over. "Well, I'll walk you as far as the shitters because I have to go to the bathroom," the soldier said. And his last words, those would have to do, because those were the last words he heard from any of the soldiers in his battalion as his deployment came to an end. His stomach hurt as he made his way across the fob. He felt himself becoming nauseated. At the landing area, other soldiers from